Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chumps, a six-part series with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Let's get started.
Here we are. It's episode... anybody's guess for Summer S'mores with Cone Bone and the Chill Tones. What?
It's just coming in over the wire right now. We just won worst opening ever. This is Conan O'Brien. Summer S'mores with Conan O'Brien and the Chill Chumps.
Yeah, pretty good.
Do you remember how this came to be? This came to be because on the podcast, we started talking about s'mores.
Yeah.
And I said something that I've always believed. This is not a joke. I think they're terrible. I just think that it's a flawed concept. And I do believe people like s'mores because they think they're supposed to. That's kind of enforced recreation, enforced joy. But... people don't really like, hey, here's a graham cracker, here's a not very well melted marshmallow, and a piece of inferior chocolate. Let's jam them all together and chomp it. There's often nothing to drink with s'mores. People are, I always see kids stuffing this roof tile down their mouth. No,
delicious.
They do it because they've been instructed by the man that this is what they're supposed to do, but they don't really like it.
That's wrong.
Invoke the essence of our podcast, but chill, because this next episode, we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
Because we've got my sister-in-law, Sarah, and my wife, Amanda, preparing us s'mores to try and see what we finally think about this.
Yes.
Yeah, this is big.
I am so excited. I can have like 12...
roof shingles?
They're dry. It's dry. It's not a satisfying...
I'm with you. I am with you. I lean more in Conan's direction.
I think that they are the most delightful snack that you can have, especially...
No, you don't think that.
Excuse me, sir. I'm speaking.
Sir?
I think that they are the most delightful snack that you can have in this environment.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm listening.
Point of order.
Okay.
I think that you can melt the marshmallow as much as you want to melt it. It gives you full control over your s'more. How many desserts can you say that about? And I just think that I don't think you've ever had the right kind of s'more before. You're focusing on... what is this?
I don't know. Yeah, what happened? Entered it.
Sona's wrong. Sona's oh so wrong. Oh, Sona's wrong. Hearing Sona talk when she doesn't know the score makes me sad forevermore. Forevermore. Forevermore.
No some more.
Listen, Sona, I was trying to undermine what you were saying by playing that beautiful tune that then turned into a total condemnation
of you. That was an awful song.
Best song ever, just over the wire.
Such a bad song.
So,
awful.
To sum up,
terrible
song. You're wrong. We'll figure that out, I guess, in the next episode.
That's right.
That's the next episode.
Don't understand.
We've got some special coming.
I don't understand what you have again. Like, everyone loves
we're going to find out.
S'mores.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we examine, because you're reminding me that's in the next episode, not in this episode. This is the episode.
We tease the s'mores and then we don't even eat them right now?
Well, you're the two assholes that brought it up. I was never...
Falls here, hear the yell. Back to school with Norman Fell. Brand new shoes. I have to say, I've always, whenever I hear... that is our theme song by the brilliant Jack White. Whenever I hear that tune or whenever I sing that song, I have to say, Falls here, hear the yell. Back to school with Norman Fell. It's stupid.
So
I admit that.
Norman Fell?
Do you know who Norman Fell
no
is?
Idea who that is.
Did you ever watch Three's Company?
I did.
Remember Mr. Roper?
Yeah.
Norman Fell.
But why do I need to know his real name?
Because he's a human being who did a brilliant work.
I can know him as Mr. Roper.
No.
You can't.
Great argument, Matt.
He's also in Ocean's 11.
Yes.
You should know people's work.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I just don't understand why I need to know the names of the actors who played these roles on 70s television shows.
Because like, TSA might quiz you.
Also, yeah, the TSA could, you could get yanked off a plane at any moment.
No.
And they will ask you basic questions about American pop culture, and you need to know them. Second of all, how do you like it that on the internet you're mostly known as Crazy Conan Lady?
Is that right?
Yes, she's just Crazy Conan Lady on the internet. They don't even know your name. Wouldn't you prefer if they knew that you're played by Sonam Obsession?
I think that it...
I've been with her so many times. She's like, people come up to me on the street, and I'm often with Sona because I'm showing her the errands that I want her to do. And I'll be saying like, this is where they do the dry cleaning and stuff. And if you could pick it up, and she's like, fuck you. I don't do that for you. Go fuck yourself. And and then we get into a slap fight, but people are always coming up to me going like, oh my God, it's Conan O'Brien. That's just my life. And it's embarrassing to admit, but,
you bring it up a lot.
I'm sorry, but do. Oh my God. Shaz, which is the sound of them having diarrhea when they need me.
Excuse me?
Seriously.
Excuse me.
What kind of diarrhea?
Did you know this?
Shaz?
Can I say something? And this is a true, this is a real thing. When we were at Warner Brothers, there was a tour. Remember the tour bus that went around at Warner Brothers, the tram?
Yes. Yeah.
And so they'd get to see like, oh my God, there's this star, there's that star. And I don't like to brag, and I'm can't believe I'm bringing this up.
You do like to brag.
I don't. Okay. I really, Gorley, I don't. It makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
I'm like Johnny Depp during the trial when he said, this is embarrassing, but anyway, we went to get clean. I went to the island that I own. And he actually said that. He said, I don't know how to say this. It's rather embarrassing, but I retreated to my island.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Like, yeah, what? Anyway, the tour, you know, they drive it around the Warner Brothers lot, and whenever they would pass me, they had to actually put in special grating in the seats underneath. People got so excited when they saw me that everyone would get diarrhea. So they put a grate at the bottom of the tram at Warner Brothers to catch the diarrhea in a giant tank.
What makes you think that's them excited to see?
Oh, it was that they were very
revulsed.
Excited.
No.
And the sound was Shaz.
No.
It was Shaz. And it got to the point where sometimes it was so loud that if actor Chaz Palminteri was nearby, he used to come by and say, am I wanted or was it a Conan sighting? And we would go, we're sorry, Mr. Palminteri. The tramps, and he'd be like, I know, the tram saw Conan. And he was always very good-natured about it. But whenever the tram would go by, oh, look, there's Jennifer Aniston, they'd be like, oh, wow, I can't believe it. One of the friends, or they'd go by another, you know, oh, look, there's Christian Bale, he's shooting the new Batman. Yeah, okay, whatever. And then they would see Conan, Shaz. And then Chaz Palminteri goes running through the Warner Brothers gate, and he'd go like, me or Conan diarrhea. And they would go, it's Conan diarrhea.
Would Chaz ever Shaz?
Once. One time, Chaz Palminteri, I was having dinner with him, and he said, let me get it this time. And he one time picked up the bill, but he didn't look at it first. He forgot that we weren't, you know, we both of us used to usually eat at the Olive Garden, but we were at at Craig's, which is more expensive. And the bill came, and it was not what he expected. And I heard, Chaz. Yeah, it was one guy. It wasn't a whole tram full of people having diarrhea when they see Conan is Chaz.
Oh,
but
my God.
Chaz Palminteri having quick staccato-like diarrhea when he sees $800 for two club sandwiches. Chaz. Anyway.
I know who Chaz Palminteri is.
Okay.
You do.
That was a little flight of fancy, but
that's good.
That's what happens. People see me. They get really excited. Chaz. Then they see you and go, oh, my God, and you're Crazy Conan Lady. You get that a lot, right? Oh, you're that Conan person?
It's just that, like, okay, so a lot of the shows that you guys watch, I feel like, are reruns, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you actually pay attention to the credits when they're rolling.
I always did. Did you do that?
Yes, absolutely.
No wonder.
Botany 500.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I put that into a Simpsons episode.
I know you did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
You didn't know that I knew?
I didn't know that I did that. I didn't know that I knew that I did that.
No,
I used to watch the credits because I knew a lot of names. I didn't know who did what exactly, but certain things, and Close by Botany 500.
Oh.
I just, what like, what's is, Botany 500?
What could that mean?
What's a
I think
Botany
it was the Dick
500?
Van Dyke Show. Didn't they have
so No, many game shows, there were so many. It's a wardrobe stylist company, but it doesn't make sense because botany's a science and 500's a number. Why is that clothing you.
Oh, you're right. All other clothing names make sense.
Yeah.
Except that one.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Hey, listen,
buddy. No clothes make sense.
No clothes make sense.
No, but also very few things. Like, why is Esso a gas station?
Clothes makes sense.
Why, you know, I
but
mean...
But Botany 500 is so specifically other things.
Okay.
I can't with you guys, though.
You know what, this is... If you're
guys
in the dorm,
should be embarrassed.
You know what, can I say something? If you stay in the dorm room too late... And they start talking about what's at the end of the universe, but what's after that.
Yeah,
this is that dorm room conversation.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
all
because you're also
have
holding
names.
A guitar.
You are.
Yeah. No, that was not a cue.
No, play us out, Botany 500.
Play us out. We just got it started.
This is Chaz.
This one's for Chaz. Chaz Palminteri is listening right now. He's like, why?
What did I do?
I often think about the person who's, Conan mentioned you last night. Oh, really? What was it about? Well, it's all about how when a tramp with people see Conan, they're so excited they have diarrhea, it makes the sound Chaz, and you think it's your name. How do you explain that?
And you're second to that.
Yeah, and you're second to that. And yeah. If you're Chaz Palminteri's publicist, how do you explain that to him?
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
I guess you just got to play him the episode.
I always love to think that he can put it together instantly. So he talks about a tramp. Oh, so then it's the diarrhea noise, and that's my name. Got it.
he was there. He was there.
He just knows.
Sona, would you like to make a reference of some actor or something?
Yeah, why don't you reference some stuff that's more your speed? You know, like an episode of Jesse and who was on it.
What's Jesse?
What's Jesse?
Wasn't that Disney show? Hey, Jesse.
You think I watch the Disney Channel?
I do, all the time. First of all, that show's like 10 years old.
I
used to watch those shows because my kids watched them.
Yeah.
And then I would get excited when I saw the star of Jesse. She's...
What is Jesse?
Jesse is a girl who goes
not to be confused with Jesse's girl.
You needed to come up with a new reference.
Hold on.
So you came
Hold
up
on.
With the Disney Channel show
from 10 years ago. My kids used to watch the show Jesse, and Jesse, hear me out, was about this young woman who comes, I think, to New York to be a star, but... She mistakenly ends up mixed up with these kids whose parents travel the world all the time and can't spend time with them. So they hire Jesse to pretty much look after the family in this really rich penthouse. And it's this, you know, multi-ethnic child family. And Jesse's hanging out with them. And there's a butler who's like, oh, Jesse. And she's the kooky person who's in charge of them. And the theme song was, hey, Jesse. I was once somewhere and I saw Jesse. And I freaked out because I had watched with my kids hours of Jesse. And I think I blew it with Jesse. I think she was creeped out that a 72-year-old man.
You're like, well, give us a new reference. How about Jesse from 10 years ago on the Disney
I know
Disney
plenty
Channel.
Of new references. I know.
What?
Hey,
what?
Today I was listening to Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah.
And they fucking killed it.
That's right.
They
man.
Ripped it up.
I hear you.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm not cool. Like, I am actually. I'm very cool.
You are. Of the three of us, you were the coolest.
Yeah, yeah, hands
we
down.
We know that.
Yeah, but well, I mean, you don't have to agree, but it's true.
Absolutely.
Because no, you shoplifted.
Just be a little humble.
It is not even a question.
It's true. It
Everybody
is true,
knows
but, okay, but just,
you don't
just
even
temper
need
it
to say it.
Just temper
absolutely.
It a little. Maybe bring it
and
back
it,
a little.
And you know what? It's really easy to be that position of the coolest out of the three of us. You
I'm
guys
never
make
the cool
it
one.
So easy.
First of all, I'm never the cool one, so I don't even try. And I think in a weird way. That's what makes me the coolest.
And you know what? I'm neither or, and in a weird way, that's what keeps me either or. I'm just right there in the middle, man.
You're always, you know what? The first time I met you, I was thinking, this guy's always in the middle,
yeah.
And he'll always be either or, neither nor.
Yeah.
And man, you kill it.
I'm a real Joseph Lieberman voting kind of guy.
No one calls him Joseph. Hey, let me ask you about Pasadena.
It took me a while
We're out here in Pasadena.
To remember who that was.
I want you.
Joseph Lieberman.
I want the listeners to know that we were out here in the night, in the nighttime, in the backyard.
Risking our lives.
Matt Gourley's risking our lives, yes. It took me an hour and 40 minutes to get here.
I'm on my A game.
And I was in a hovercraft. Those things move. That's how fast. I believe that the president may have been in town today because I passed a crazy number of motorcycle cops.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Thank you for doing your research.
Cool.
Fact checking.
It'd be great if I did a news, if there was a news show and your job was to sit there drinking and go, I think that's true. They say that in the election, Chile's new president will be Eduardo. I think that's right.
I'm not joking. When you said Chili's, I thought you meant the restaurant.
No, that's great.
I'm not even joking.
You are just trash.
I'm not trash.
You are trash. You're a little trash.
I'm not trashed. I'm not. Excuse me.
You're
I'm
feeling
not.
No pain. How about that?
I feel like I'm in a good place. If I drink a little
too.
More, like another glass.
If you were still
we're
breastfeeding right now and you fed your kids, they'd both turn into Dean Martin immediately. Both your little 1 year old twins would have little fedora.
Yes.
They'd go to breastfeed. I'd look away for a second. I'd look back and they'd have little fedoras.
Yeah. Oh, God.
How's it going?
I love that.
I think I'm going to take another suck on this nipple. I think I will, too. Yeah. You know, this puts me in mind of a tune.
I thought you were going to play something.
No. Dean
where
wouldn't play
were
the guitar.
We?
Where were we? How can I rely on you? You're supposed to be the anchor, Gourley, and you're kind of messed up, too.
Well, I'm not messed up. I'm drunk.
Okay. That's fair. I want to say that...
We got your back.
It is nice.
Yeah.
I was skeptical about this idea, first of all, because I didn't want to have to get my passport and come all the way to Pasadena.
Jesus.
No, I'm sorry. It's just a
Pasadena.
Long way to go.
Pasadena.
Yeah, and you look up. But anyway, I figured out it's 2 hours ahead, so I know when to call my wife. And so I get here, and immediately I'm in a good mood. The minute I hit your house is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And gorgeous, and your beautiful wife, your beautiful daughter. It's just lovely. And then we have this solo stove. Right in the middle of our campfire.
Yeah.
Now, I Solo Stove does not like me bringing them up. They get embarrassed.
Even though they paid to be a sponsor for this.
Please, I don't think they did.
Oh. Okay.
I didn't even know that. Okay. All I'm saying is I looked at this beautiful device, which creates the perfect campfire.
Oh,
really
yes.
Perfect. And there's nice. No smoke and very little work because ingeniously, they have little air ducts. Just gorgeous. It's so well designed that even you can't screw it up, Gourley.
Yeah, that's true.
So our thanks to the good people at Solo for providing us with this stove. Yeah.
You know what Madges did right before we started recording? He put a thing in there and the color of the fire changed.
Yeah. You know what? There's never been a less cleared definition of anything by anybody. You know, you'd be great.
It's true. I did that, and I don't know what you said.
It would be great. It would be great if Sona was present at great events in history and had to explain what happened. Ford's Theater, April 14th, 1865. Bang. What happened? Sona's here. What is it, Sona? Oh, there was noise. Actor go. Fall. Run. Hat man down. Tyrannosaurus Rex. I don't know. What Sona was trying to say is that I think there's some kind of powder or something that you put in the fire that made a color.
So Solo Stove makes color packs, and they're these things that you just throw in and then it changes the fire into different colors. Now, I'm kind of colorblind, so I take it on faith that these things are cool.
It said at the bottom of the pack, wasted on Gourley.
Yeah. That's a lot of
it
a
said,
lot of
manufacturers know, wasted on Gourley. Yeah. Are you really colorblind?
I'm red-green colorblind. Yeah, I can't see red and green when they're
how is that,
patterns.
How has that, do you think, changed you, well, altered your life.
Christmas is a real bitch.
Because you have a gray tree, and Santa's just a what? Does Santa just look like a gray blob to you?
Yeah, Santa just looks like, I don't know, like some post-apocalyptic wanderer.
Yeah.
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 I can see red and green. I just can't see them in detailed patterns. They turn kind of brown and green
right.
and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
But don't, you know,
you
I'm,
bring
I'm
that
doing
up.
All right.
You didn't bring that up during the interview.
No, I didn't. Because, you know, colors aren't really pivotal to podcasts.
Well, they will be.
What?
They will be. Technology's changing.
Hey, do you guys think we should tell some ghost stories?
I think we should. I think we should.
I
want to. Do you have any scary?
Any.
Do you
have
any scary stories?
I don't, but I get scared very easily.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Okay.
Once upon a time, there was someone who had a really good idea for audio format show.
Okay.
And he's so talented and had so much ability, but then he made a tragic mistake.
He went to work for Conan O'Brien.
He invited along two incompetents who ruined his chances at monetizing. I don't remember jokes, and I don't remember scary stories.
Yeah, me either.
My scary stories are all about someone making a bad investment.
Mine are about rabbits getting killed in my backyard.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. Are we talking about jokes or scary stories?
Well, scary
stories. The same, kind of.
I remember, like, one joke that I say all the time.
What is it?
What's Beethoven's favorite fruit?
Oh, wait.
I'm sure I've said this to you before.
It's your only joke. I've heard it many times.
It's my only joke.
Okay, hold on. Watermelon.
Banana.
Right.
You were close.
Oh, I knew it.
No, he wasn't close. What he said was made no sense at all. That's like if you asked a dog to explain the theory of relativity and it barked and you went, close. It's E equals MC squared. Ooh.
The dog.
What's
I don't know.
Wilson.
Hey, anytime I play the guitar, it's going to make your editing much more difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wait, what is Wilson Phillips' favorite fruit?
You didn't have for one more day.
No, same idea.
Why? I think
and you also had to think about it because you had to think about what fruit fit in there, and it's just I don't know. I'm upset about it.
So guava for one more day. Now I have a question. You edit these things. Uh-huh. Will you edit that out? Will you?
Are you kidding?
What will you do to protect yourself?
I will move that to the front.
Put an echo on it.
That's the opening. Look at Sona. You're navigating your cup to your mouth like you're landing a plane in inclement weather.
It's like one of the Apollos where they have to dock it and they have to line it up exactly right.
Oh my God, look at that.
I didn't realize drinking would be part of this.
You didn't?
I didn't. No.
I would not have been okay with that because I knew this would happen.
Do you need another one, Cole?
No, I do not. I like to drink slowly. And then I think after one, I quit. Hi, if you're listening and you're an impressionable teen, do as Conan does, not as Gourley says. And remember, Solo Stove is the way to keep those home fires burning.
Yeah, and you could put color packets. Are we...
What's that?
Are we done? Oh.
There's a guitar holder over there, but...
Oh, there it is. Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh.
I didn't know. I thought they had moved it out of the way.
Those are some great ghost stories, though.
I don't have... You know what? We don't have any ghost stories.
Because none of us really believe in ghosts, right?
Well, I just don't find ghosts... I don't find ghosts scary. I love true crime.
Yeah.
And I find... And you're the same way, Sona. I love, like, a true crime story, and I find to be very eerie, or an unsolved murder. That kind of stuff freaks me out. Actually, you know, I remember like when Blair Witch Project came out, when something is unsaid or unstated, or some of those movies like Witch.
Yes.
Remember The Witch?
Yes.
Or Midsommar.
Oh, yeah.
Hereditary.
Yeah.
I find movies where something's just off, but it's not that explicit.
I agree.
That terrifies me. And some of those movies, like in the movie The Witch, they can just show some trees in the distance.
Yeah.
And they're undulating in the breeze, but because of the tone they've set in the music, I find that scary. Guys dressed up in a leather mask with a chainsaw doesn't do anything for me.
That does beg the question, though, of the big three, Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, and Freddy Krueger, which are we?
Ooh.
So Freddy's real mouthy. It's got to be you.
That's you.
I guess so. I never liked like those because I never understood what the rules were. I like to know what the rules are.
I think you would like the idea of haunting people in their dreams.
I do haunt people in their dreams.
You haunt me in my dreams.
Yeah, I'm saying.
He is Freddy
many
Krueger.
People, most of my career was spent literally doing a show that people fell asleep to from 12:30 to 1:30. I think I'm in people's
You're Freddy Krueger.
Deep unconscious, and I'm wreaking havoc.
Yeah. I think you're Jason because he's got a sweet side to him.
That's nice.
Kind of innocence.
Okay.
And I think I'm Michael because I'm mysterious and kind of enigmatic and charming.
And unkillable.
Yeah. All of us are unkillable.
I can't watch horror stories.
Really?
I mean, horror movies. It keeps me up at night.
But I don't find those scary.
You don't at all? Like,
no,
even
I see them.
When you were a kid, you
were... The first Halloween?
I don't think I saw it. Maybe I didn't see the first Halloween when it came out.
It's so scary. Yeah.
I was still in the convent.
When Final Destination came out, my friend's mom had to follow me home because I thought death was after me.
But you having someone follow you wasn't scary?
No, but
you asked your friend who was wearing a cloak to follow you home. your friend who wore a cloak because it was chilly and he got cold easily and he had just bought a scythe at the scythe store. Hey, can you do me a favor? I'm really sorry. Can you follow me home? And he was like, yes, I will. Because he had terrible asthma.
This is perfect because we're all basically 10 years apart and I bet our horror movies don't work for the other, or at least not those that came before us, where you're probably, Exorcist probably scared you.
I think The Omen scared me
Halloween
a lot.
For me, and you're saying like Final Destination, like, which doesn't scare me at all.
And but Blair Witch was really scary.
Yes, I thought that Blair Witch was scary. Giving a shout out to the newer movies, I think the newer movies, like I said, The Witch, Hereditary, Midsommar, those freak me out. I think those are brilliant. I think the horror they're doing now is maybe superior.
It's psychological.
They call it elevated horror.
Yeah, that's good.
We started educating people accidentally.
Yeah.
it got sort of useful.
We're a film podcast. Yeah, let's
turn this around.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
Fancy people.
We got to get out of here.
We watch movies and talk about them.
Did we reference Norman Fell on this episode or the last episode?
I think it was the other episode. Yeah. Where was Chaz Palminteri in the diarrhea?
That was this one.
They're all bleeding
together. Oh my God,
together.
That's a home run. Yeah.
They're
I'm telling
all
you.
All bleeding yeah. together.
Adam Sachs, you know, we got to get more servers because the internet's going to melt down.
Yeah,
when the Chaz Palminteri gets out there.
Yeah.
We need to call up Facebook and get half of their servers.
Can we also get call Olive Garden, get all their servers?
Yeah, we'll get their servers too. We're going to get a lot of downloads.
You guys
on this
even
episode.
Know what you're saying when you say get their servers?
Yeah, yes. Servers.
Yes.
You know what my son hates? My son hates that whenever I try to explain anything in the world of tech, because he knows a lot about tech, I just go, it's an algorithm. Yeah. And I say it like, we're done. And he's like, you don't know what you're talking about. And I went, algorithm. Anyway, they supposedly have an algorithm. And he's so long-suffering because he's so smart about this stuff.
We got to get him out of that house.
It would be infuriating.
Trust me, he's working on it. His tunnel is almost done.
Yeah. To have you as a dad.
He's poking up through the golf course that's 6 miles
away. Is there a Rita Hayworth poster anywhere in
exactly.
your house?
Exactly. Our house is Shawshank Redemption. And I keep going in. He has to put the poster back. Why does he have a Fonz poster?
I was going to say, when you're so tech savvy, to have you as a dad must be frustrating.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating. Yeah. I'm terrible. You've been around me, right? I can't do anything.
No.
I dip my laptop in ink and write with it that way. All right. Actual content. Someone made a joke. Peace out, mic drop. Summer S'mores.
Summer S'mores with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production. in association with Stitcher.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.